Blog Talk Radio.
Great minds discuss ideas. Rich minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people. And what's your purpose? We all have purposes. But you will never know what you can achieve until you try. Oh, okay. Happy Friday. Happy holidays, and welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth. On today's show, I hadn't broadcast a live episode of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports since the summertime, and I was hoping to be able to bring my screen up so my good friend Reggie, homie, Jackson native, but has been residing in Big D for the longest, for ages. I was hoping to be able to chime him in so he could talk a little about what's going on in Big D, what's going on in sports, because that's definitely a hot topic that he and I always have to discuss on air and off air, just as friends. Our conversations consist of discussions of love and relationships, sports, politics, you name it. I mean, we've known each other since we were little munchkins, little kids, and so on. But that's basically what we talk about. You know, really, what we talk about on the show. But I'm going to, as I broadcast the show this morning, I will be attempting to bring my Blog Talk Radio page up so I can connect with the studio, so I can, you know, receive phone calls, and especially receive his phone calls, because he has a lot to say. Tomorrow's show is still on schedule for Saturday, the weekend edition, so hopefully I'll be able to chat with you guys and talk with Reggie or anybody else who would like to call in and talk about certain things, because it's a lot of news, and there's a lot of news. So in a way, so much news where I feel like I'm not talking about anything. But right now I'm tuned to Mike and Mike in the Morning, where, you know, the big news in sports is all about the NBA. And shout out to the NBA and, hey, the NFL. Congrats to the Pittsburgh Steelers for their win last night. But today is the day that training camp begins for the NBA league. So congrats to you guys. But all this trade talk and all this stuff has really been amazing. So the done deal or not, is the deal on hold regarding Chris Paul to the Lakers and Odom to the Hornets and Gasol to Houston? I mean, what's going on with that? But I think it's pretty cool that Prince re-signed with the Detroit Pistons. I like Detroit Pistons. But my thing is, where is Dwight Howard going? I know back in the summertime when their general manager was a guest on Mike and Mike, he expressed how they would allow, you know what, we have free agents, how to allow only Dwight Howard to talk with other teams, but they would like for him to stay with Orlando Magic. But I love Orlando Magic, but I would be just ecstatic if he signed with the Mavericks. I mean, that would just be an amazing thing. What if he signed with the Hornets? But if he signed the Magic, I would be just amazed. If Odom went to the Mavericks, I would go crazy. I'm going crazy now with the idea that Odom, because I think that's a, I think, man, because I've been thinking all along, wow, what if Odom signs with the Mavericks? But then when they talk about he might become a Hornet, I'm excited, to be honest. He is an old-school veteran player. I mean, he can play ball, plus he's a veteran with good experience. And I know I'm not alone when it comes to this market, this New Orleans Deep South market. I've been a big fan of the Hornets and the Mavericks, and also I'm a fan of the Grizzlies. But being a big fan of, I mean, that is a good deal. And I think Odom realizes it also. Wait a second. okay, if you all don't want to keep me, Lakers. I love the Lakers, so I think I'm happy for Chris Paul if the deal is done, because he's one of my favorite players, and I love networking with him and everything. I haven't been networking with him the way I should. Since, you know, during off season, you know, we all network with our favorite players and so on. But as soon as I get my switchboard and everything situated, I welcome you guys to please call me and let's talk about this. But I think it'd be a great move. Never know. Chloe and Kim and Courtney can open a Dash New Orleans and everything. I think it would just be a cool deal if he did become a Hornet or a Maverick. Because honestly, I have been thinking, what if Odom become a Maverick? Oh my God. But, I mean, if the Mavericks would get Odom and Dwight Howard, I'd be ecstatic. But I'm happy for the Lakers also. But, you know, that's just amazing. I mean, what's going on? But I'm happy that training camp is starting today. I'm happy that the season started on Christmas. So it's just amazing. So shout out to all the athletes and the basketball players who do network with me, and those of you that I really do know in real life also. You know, big shout out to those current players and retired players also. So just shout out to you guys. And, you know, we're loving it, regardless of the markets we are in. In small markets, I'm in a city that we don't even have a, you know, basketball team, so we definitely support the markets that surround us, because we're within those markets: Memphis, Mavericks, Florida teams, Atlanta, Orlando. I said Orlando Magic, but the Hornets. I mean, really. So, you know, I wish everybody the best, but we, the supporters, the media, the fans, we are just so happy to see that people are working. Those that those communities where the arenas are located and businesses depend on this industry, and also markets like the city that I'm in, where we don't have a basketball team, but the sports bars and restaurants and clubs and eateries and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Also depends on the success of successful seasons of basketball, football, baseball, you know, NASCAR, rodeos. I mean, it's just important to, you know, support our sports in our communities and so on. But I'm just going on. I'm not even looking at notes or anything with you all, obviously. I know that's what some of you are saying. But that's just basically I guess I'm kind of speechless, so please excuse me. My apologies. I guess I'm just kind of speechless about what's going on. You think one thing has happened, and then another thing has happened, but it's just amazing. But one reason why they, I guess, put a hold on that deal regarding the Hornets in L.A., because the owners, since the Hornets is owned by the league, I've been all into ESPN, like 24/7, especially overnight in preparation for the show. And like I said, I'm tuned to Mike and Mike right now, like many of you probably are. But as soon as the show is over, I gotta tune in to Skip Murphy sitting in for Tom Journal Morning Show as he works with Sybil and Jay. So what's up to everybody? You know, in Big D in the studios over there, and get well soon, Tom, and happy holidays also to the Tom Joyner Morning Show. But before I lose my train of thought, which I think has already happened, I'm kind of giddy because holiday season 2012 is almost near and so on, and I have some community news to share and everything. But honestly, I went a whole different route than what I had planned how to start the show. I did the intro with the quote. I began the show with one of my late friends, Christopher Neal, who was a noob, one of his favorite quotes. And then just as I was preparing for the show, I ran across a quote that I like about you will never know what you can achieve unless you try. Oh, I know what I was about to say. Since the New Orleans Hornets are owned by the NBA, and a lot of those small market owners, they said, kind of like shot it foul. That's not right that Chris Paul will get traded to L.A. But then you look at the value and look at the experience of a player like Odom also. And I'm kind of surprised, and you all know how much I love Mark Cuban, and reports have been that Mark Cuban, Mr. Mark Cuban, I love so much. Well, that was like one of the first owners to say, that's not right. But, I mean, Chris Paul, favorite player of mine, superstar player, but then Odom, seasoned veteran, good player, not injured, not that I know of. I mean, it's like a win-win situation. So I just wish the best for them. And like I said, what if Odom ends up with the Mavericks? You know, really. But, you know, and also, I was about to say something else, but I keep that to myself, maybe to the next show. But this is just amazing news. And now Pujol is going to the Angels. The star champion baseball player is going to the Angels. So that is big news. Barry Bonds has been making big news, huh? And also, congrats to the Beastie Boys and Red Hot Chili Peppers and the rest of the class of 2012 inductees, those who will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the springtime. Congrats to you guys. You all know what I'm thinking. Another year, Kiss has been snubbed. I don't even know if they was on the list this year. Anyway, sometimes they're on the list and sometimes they're not. So, you know, but still, they're still superstars and they're still rock and rolling, you know. So, it'll happen soon. Yeah, we're just keeping the faith, right, Kiss Army? Exactly. But before I go on and on, I have some community news for those that live within my community and those who love my community regarding the Norwood Home Owners Association meeting. This is a newsletter that I and my other neighbors received in our mailboxes. And also, I already knew about the meeting. I've been scheduled for Saturday, but the Norwood Home Owners Association bi-monthly meeting scheduled for November 19th. 2011 was rescheduled due to Capital City Classic activities. The new meeting date is Saturday, December the 10th at 10 a.m. Please mark your calendars for this important meeting. We will be planning and preparing for the new year. Agenda items include 2012 budget recommendations, officer nominations, activities, and projects, Christmas theme 2011. The neighborhood Christmas theme for this year will be the twig tree, as it has been for the last several years. Neighbors are asked to place their trees on their lawns 6 inches from the curve. Those who don't have the tree should use a live twig with 300 clear lights. Please have your trees or twigs placed by December 10th, 2011. That is tomorrow. Season's greetings from your Norwood Homeowners Association. For meeting information, contact William Miller at 601-981-1834. And for decoration information, contact Janie Hicks at 601-572-4771. And you can tell them Miss Bethany sent ya. They might say, well, Miss Bethany need to, she and her mom need to pay their dues too. Well, we're not alone, I'm sure, because it's due time. Okay, but just wanted to share that info for those of you who reside in this community and businesses who are within this community and support this community. Norwood Homeowners Association meeting will be tomorrow, I guess, at its regular place. They don't have the, it's usually at New Hope Church on the second floor. So they usually provide that information. I don't see it, and I don't have it in front of me, but it's used on the second floor, not in the chapel part, but in the community building part side of the New Hope Church on the corner of Watkins Drive and Village Drive. Okay? So, happy holidays to everyone regarding that. I have about 15 minutes, and there's just so much news happening. We have the Heisman Trophy presentation happening on Saturday. Excited about that. And regardless of the GOP, so another debate happening on Saturday. So best wishes to all of the candidates, especially the candidate whom I support highly. I support all of them, but the governor, Texas Governor Rick Perry. You know, just be yourself and answer your questions the best of your ability, Gov. Okay? So, yeah. Because, you know, we're all human. Back to what I was talking about during the last broadcast. It's important for remember, politicians represent us. That's regardless if it's on the local level, state level, or on the federal level. I mean, they represent us. They are human. They breathe and live and drink and eat, and they're human beings. So, yes, politicians should have certain, live up to certain morals because they are representing their community. But at the same time, they are human also. So let's just, you know, remember that. That's regarding all politicians, regardless of their party affiliations or whatever, they represent us. And we're human and so on. So why should we put them up on a pedestal? They're in positions of authority, yes, but they're still human. It's like our favorite celebrities and clergy and so on. These are still people. They're people in positions of authority, but still they're human beings. They bleed, most of them, I guess. I hope some of them not are robots or whatever, but they bleed red blood, like all of us do, I hope, you know. So, really. And again, you know, you all know I cannot continue the show without shouting out Mark Cosmetics, Avon Brand. I am a Mark independent sales consultant, also known as the Mark Girl. There are guys that sell Mark also, and they're Mark guys, and our customers are also referred to as Mark Girls and Guys. And be sure to visit my e-boutique, my Mark e-boutique, at mystore.com/ Bethany Williams, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, Williams. Again, this is kind of sort of a test show, remember. So if I'm sounding like a Rick Perry, then I'm only human. And that's what's good about blogtalkradio.com. Shows and us, the host and the producers and the staffers, hosting this show on this avenue allows us to be ourselves or to become characters, you know, because there are different types of hosts from different industries talking about different subjects. And we've written these shows on blogtalkradio.com really reach out to niche markets. And what is so great about being on the internet that the shows are worldwide. And so I just, you know, I'm just saying that to say this, that I'm very appreciative of my listenership and those who visit my profile at Culture Shock Entertainment Reports profile at Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Well, my profile page is Culture Shock Entertainment, KulturShockEnt-Best. And I'm just amazed that the other, on my page, I've been networking with other hosts, internet talk show hosts, and also hosts of, Reggie's leaving me a message right now. I can't pull my screen up for his call. So you all can, he said, I'm on hold, patch me through. But see, I can't pull up my switchboard. So you all can, because Reggie Ruffnett has a lot to talk about. And he's on Facebook, and you can holler at him on Facebook at Reggie Ruffin. That's where the Reggie Roughneck comes in. I mean, he really is a roughneck. So shout out to my roughneck friends and my redneck friends. But he really is a roughneck. But his last name is Ruffin. I think he's related to the late David Ruffin, too. Because, you know, David Ruffin is a native of Meridian, Mississippi. But he just sent me a message, and I could not pull my screen up for anything to chime him in. So hopefully I'll be able to chime in tomorrow. But I'm going to keep on doing this. Have 10 more minutes. So if I can get him on, I can't extend the show maybe another 10 minutes. Because before the basketball news, I was looking forward to talking about Tiger Woods. And you all know Reggie always had me laughing regarding Tiger Woods. So congrats to Tiger. I knew he could do it. Those of you that thought he was, you know, through, he still has it. So congrats to Tiger Woods for winning the Chevron Challenge this past weekend. I immediately tweeted him and congratulated him on his success. I never doubted Tiger. I mean, from 2 years ago, almost exactly, you know, I never doubted him. And when he had his press conference after spending time here in Mississippi in Hattiesburg at the rehab facility, I never doubted him, and I believe, and, you know, some of you might say, well, you've just been so naive, but I believed his speech that he shared with us after spending time here in Mississippi, and that he's reflecting back on his upbringing and just, you know, being a more calm person and really putting those things that was really important to him back on the top of the list. And so I mean, if he would never win another championship again, I still believed in him because he still played the sport that he loves, and he still has supporters and people who love him because we are human, and he seems to be happy. His ex-wife, you know, I think I heard about a couple months ago that she's engaged. I don't know, she might be married again now, but. You know, they're co-parenting their kids, and they're going on with their lives. And so, you know, just happy holidays and congrats. I mean, that was a great holiday, Christmas present to me, being a longtime supporter of Tiger Woods. And I know it was a great present to you all, too. And it just tickled me hearing a post-interview after his win when he said he should get the, what did he say? The Comeback Player of the Year award. And Reggie and I was talking the other day, and we were saying that we wouldn't be surprised if the ESPYs did not include that category and present it to Tiger for being like the, you know, the most successful comeback player this year. So that is just amazing. The great thing. I sure wish I could pull my screen up, my switchboard up, so I could connect with Reggie Roughneck. But you all holler at him on Facebook at Reggie Ruffin. It's a picture of he and his pet pooch. Okay? So he's crazy. Fun guy and crazy. And I know he has a lot to say about this NBA trading and so on. But it looks like the Bulls are doing pretty good. I guess they'll be practicing today. Everybody will be practicing today. Derrick Rose and all those cats. So, So just shout out to all the athletes, like I'm saying, all the athletes that I do network with. They're just so cool. Clinton Portis, I mean, he makes some amazing comments on his Facebook page and so on. And Terrell Owens, happy belated birthday to him. He celebrated a birthday, I think, on Wednesday. I told him happy birthday the other day. And so I figured he would be playing for team by now. And, you know, Brett Favre's been in the news. Keep hearing talks about, oh, Chicago Bears aren't interested in you or whatever. I didn't know until, like, the last minute that there were talks of him joining the Bears. But, you know, he should be a Saint or a Cowboy anyway, growing up down here in the backyard of the Saints. I think he still have a year or two in him. With you, I think. Yep. Have about, oh, he sent me another message. I'm about to. He's listening to me. So I can't say what Reggie, what Roughneck just said. It's a joke about Tiger. I keep telling him Tiger's going to get him. Tiger listens to the show, and I know he sees comments on Facebook. But Reg is a comedian. You guys remember this. You know. But he when he talks, he really be, like, telling it as he see it, too. But hopefully he'll be able to chime in with us tomorrow. I'm still working on pulling the screen up, like I said before. And also tomorrow morning, talk about holiday shopping. You all know that, you know, retail and shopping has been something that I've loved since a child. And I received some inside information regarding retail industry, and it's about stores. A lot of stores are real holiday shopper friendly, but there are some stores that are not holiday shopper friendly. And they're good stores to shop at, and you should shop at those stores. But remember, it's important to know the return policies of the stores that you shop at. So read the return policies, listen to the salespeople. You know, when they tell you certain things regarding your purchase and the return policy, listen to those salespeople and do your best to hang on to your receipts. Being a, you know, an experienced salesperson and a manager and have a degree in retail, and being a frugal customer, it's important. Also, I'm not one that like to return things unless I really have to, unless something's damaged and I just can't use it or whatever. But during the holiday season, it's holiday time, and when you're giving gifts to people, we get the wrong sizes, we get the wrong theme, we get the wrong color, we get the wrong product, maybe this, we get the wrong brand. So it's important to keep your receipt also, so you can be able to exchange for the same price or get money back for the price of the purchase or to be able to get a credit for the same purchase. Often, so even at retailers who are friendly to holiday shoppers, if you don't have your receipt, a lot of times your credit would be the price that is as is now, because they don't know, if you don't have your receipt, they don't know when that item was purchased. Yeah, it might have been purchased at original price. It might have been 50% off. And you not have your receipt, and when you go back to the store, it's 75% off. You're going to get the 75% price. So hold on to your receipts. But I'm going to do my best to pull up that information about the stores that are not holiday shopper friendly, meaning you still shop at these stores, they're reputable stores. And there's in a lot of my stores, like, for instance, stores that, like Victoria's Secrets, stores that sell intimate products, lingerie and panties and bras and so on, you know their reasons for not being holiday friendly, holiday shopping friendly, because of the nature of their products, you know. And but then there are other stores that they just keeping their policies as is the way it is yearly. They're not making any type of they're not changing just because it's the holiday season. But they're still good stores. I wish I had got it down. Those names of those stores, but I shared those stores with you tomorrow. But they're good stores. But they just some stores say, hey, our policies will be changed for the holiday season. These are stores that their policies are not changed, and you might go in those stores assuming, well, they're probably going to be more lenient on me because it's the holiday season. Nope. Their policy would be the same way it is if it was June. Really. So time is winding down. I have about 60 more seconds. I think I'm going to extend the show for about another 5 minutes. Still trying to pull the screen up. But back to what I was saying also about visiting my Mart Girl e-boutique page. And also I need to say what's up. What's up? Happy holidays to everyone and everyone who's celebrating special occasions, also birthdays and weddings and anniversaries and being divorced and stuff like that. Have some really neat topics coming up in the near future, and I thank you all for your feedback. And I thank the supporters again, and I thank a Facebook friend of mine who's a businessman in Salt Lake City, Utah, who said he wants to help me get donations and to support my show, to upgrade my show. And so, advertisers, you all are welcome. Contact me, contact blogtalkradio.com. We're going to advertising needs and so on. The advertising is so awesome here at blogtalkradio.com. And if you're in business, it's good to advertise on blogtalkradio.com. And if you support my show, it's good to get advertisement during the broadcast of my show also. Okay, so I just thank everyone for listening. I thank those who do advertise on blogtalkradio.com and do advertise on my show, and those of you who are looking forward to advertising doing my show and on blogtalkradio.com, period. It's just awesome. When I was just a listener, I just was in awe with the advertisement. Pretty awesome advertisement. And so I just want to shout out to, T-Mobile. I'm loving my MyTouch phone, but right now, that's how I'm trying to connect with Reg on my MyTouch, because it's a fascinating phone, but I'm still trying to learn it. So I'm having trouble pulling up my screen. I love the MyTouch. It's just an awesome new phone from T-Mobile. And also shout out to Comcast. I need to get my internet service turned back on so I can work from my laptop. But I'm loving my MyTouch, and it's just awesome. And I was hoping I could pull my blogtalkradio.com screen up, but haven't been able to. Now the show is ending, and I'm on the after show part. But I just thank you so much for spending time with me. I will tune to the Tom Joyner Morning Show and check out what's going on with Skip Murphy and J. Anthony Brown Civil. It's almost time for a Roland Martin segment. I never miss his segment. I love his show Washington Watch, and I love listening to his segment on the Tom Joyner Morning Show also. It usually airs a little bit, like between 6:15 and 6:20. I'm Central Standard Time. But I'm just going on and on. Oh, he's talking about Richard talking about sponsorship would be great. That's the way they could fix your DAMN screen. But, because getting more advertisers and more support for the show, I was just caught off guard and overwhelmed and grateful for the type of feedback that Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports has received since the debut on March 21st. At first, the show was just going to be a two-episode a week show with special editions, and it just grew and blossomed to more than that, exceeding I won't even say exceeding my expectations. It's catching me off guard, and it's a 30-minute show. And one thing that the blogtalkradio.com staffers encourage us is to upgrade our shows, especially when they're successful. And most of the shows are successful. They have, because we're niche markets. Niche market shows are successful, from ministry shows to health shows to entertainment lifestyle shows like mine, to just strictly music shows, and so on. Really, all of the shows are successful. And so we're always encouraged to upgrade our shows to premium shows. And that would be so great. So, again, I thank Zach and Salt Lake City, Utah, and my other supporters of the show also for thinking about donations and raising money and advertising, so we can continue on improving the delivery of the show. And the topics never run out. And the guests and the future guests, I mean, it's amazing the people that are interested in being interviewed and interested in being guest co-host and so on. And, my friend Big Mike, who some of you all are familiar with when the show first premiered, who also resides in the Big D metropolitan area. He's doing pretty good also. So you all will be hearing from him probably in the near future also when I'm able. Reggie Ruffin said, sponsors, please make the checks out to Reggie Ruffin via Betsy Williams. So Reggie is saying you all can make the checks out to him. Oh, okay. I have no comment. He is crazy. Because we're always joking about stuff like that. But, okay. Okay, Reg, you just go ahead and put in a good word with Mr. Mark Cuban and tell him to hire me. I said, I'm always networking with Mr. Mark Cuban, but you all know I'm planning on coming to school in Big D, but hey, I need to make some money. I need a JLB. You know, even though I've, you know, talked with Betsy Johnson about working at one of our stores in North Park Center and Parmigiano, his guest store, but I've networked with Mark for years, and I love networking with his brother Brian and Jeff and so on. But I sent Mark an email a few months ago. I'm like, you need to hire me. But I disagree with Mark about that smaller market stuff like that, because we need Lamar Odom with the Mavericks or with the Hornets. And see, he needs somebody honest like me. To work, if it's not for his sports team, for one of his entertainment companies or something, because it's important for people not to just have yes people and people that also will disagree with them also. So, you know, I'm expressing that I disagree, and he's in a metropolitan market, but he's surrounded by so many smaller markets also. So, you know, it's like a win-win situation to me, but I won't get back on that topic. Hopefully, we'll be able to talk a little bit about sports tomorrow with Reggie Ruffneck. I'm going to do my best to have my screen up and maybe have my laptop working right. Reggie is crazy. So I'm just going to send him a smiley bay since I am on the air. Like, okay, smile. But, again, it's almost time for the after show part to end. Time is running out. And I'm loving your videos, your YouTube videos. I'm loving the emails. I'm just loving everything. And I mean, it's just great. I do my best to post your videos and to position them also where people, especially who need to see them, should see your videos. So shout out to my longtime friend, also film executive, music executive, Tracy Edmonds, because she's always checking out what you all post on my walls and on my YouTube pages and on Facebook. Being a music and a film executive, she's always looking for new talent and seasoned talent alike. And a lot of my other friends, real-life friends and online friends also. So it's good to put out your best work when you're seriously networking with people. I've loved networking ever since before Internet became. I love networking in person. I have loved networking online since 2007. So, I mean, it's just great to network and to have fun but still be professional and do your best to put out your best work and not be a pest with people, but to at least be persistent and to be caring and don't just be a me person. Care about your online friends. Care about, you know, hey, what are you up to? What projects are you working on and so on? You know, it's a two-sided thing. That's what networking is all about, giving and taking and expressing, promoting things that you are working on or would like to work on. And seriously, networking with people that you would like to work with or people whom you would like to reconnect with also. And also, I want to send a big shout-out to LB Shore. You guys, if you have not checked out his website, lbshore.net, you need to. And he's on the air right now also with the Secret Garden Slow Jam Show. And it is just awesome. So you all register on his website and check out his show. It's 24/7 show, but he airs his show, a Slow Jam Show, in the a.m. And he's on right now. And, I mean, if you love, like, hot, slow jam music, it's just, I mean, you're going to love his show. And it's just great. No commercials, you know, internet, only his voice and great songs. And also the other DJs and their shows on that same are great also. So, but he works in the morning time. But, you know, he's still performing and touring and working with other artists. So his show is in the morning time, the a.m., so he can have the freedom to do things that he needs to do, like prepare for shows and record and so on. So tell him I sent you also. Okay. But again, until next time, God willing, tomorrow morning, God willing, Reggie will be with me. He said he resembled that last remark. Oh, my God. So, Reggie, wish everyone, Reggie Ruffneck wishes everyone a happy holiday season. And you guys just keep the ideas coming and sharing your work with me and sharing it with my friends. And I look forward to interviewing many of you in the near future. And shout out to the NFL. You all know how much I love you all. Saints, the Cowboys, et cetera, my favorite players, my favorite coaches, and so on. And you all just have a blessed Friday and a blessed weekend. And be safe out there holiday shopping. And be safe out there, period. And let's just keep praying for world peace. And shout out again to David Harrison Levi, who is an inspiration and a person that I'm so glad that is in my life. He's just networking with him and knowing him has revived some things in me pertaining to goals and just my outlook on life. Okay, well, again, God bless, and you've been listening to Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports. Love you. Oh, and again, you can contact me to just say happy holidays or to share your information with me if you would like to be a future guest or be a future guest co-host. You can contact me at my same number that I have on my Twitter pages, my Facebook pages. I've updated my social pages with my new number, with my MyTouch phone. My new number is on my I'm not sure if it's my Twitter page, but it's on my Facebook pages and my LinkedIn page. And also you can contact me via my blogtalkradio.com profile page and all my pages. You can email me also. Email me some great music. Some great news also at CultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com. Oh, PayPal also. So that's my email account is with PayPal. CultureShock, KultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com. And also the email address that I have on my blogtalkradio.com page is bcwcompanies@hotmail.com. Oh, and shout out to Attorney Jay Lucas at Lucas Law Firm in Big D. Okay? Again, this is the last goodbye until tomorrow, if God willing. And thanks for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.